Hi, my name is John Wiese. I'm an ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. And today what I'd like to do is bring you my second in the series of screencasts on new features of .NET 4 or Visual Studio 2010 for Office developers. If you saw the first in the webcast, then this first part will be recap for you. But for the benefit of those who didn't see it, what we did is we created a console application. In the console application, we have a class account that just has some properties of a typical checking account. And then in our main program, what we did is we created a function that goes ahead and does our displaying inside of Excel, stuffing the values that are in our accounts into the spreadsheet. And then we have, of course, our initializer for our account list. And the last part here we have is where we actually do the displaying. And two of the features that we saw that are new to .NET 4 that Office developers can take advantage of are the first one being, which we'll dive into a little bit more again today in the second screencast, is optional parameters. So you see here that when we add to a workbook, we do not have to pass in all the parameters that are required by it. In this case, add only takes one, but since it is a defaults to null, we don't have to pass those anymore because in C# we now have the ability to do optional parameters. The second piece that was new for Office developers here in .NET 4 is the ability to use lambda expressions. So here we use a lambda expression. We pass this here in display Excel. Displaying Excel takes is a parameter here. It takes our accounts, and then it takes a display function. And what we're doing is we're coding that in line here to pass our values over. So moving forward, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to add a little bit more to this. So if we're going to go down here into our display in Excel, and we are going to go ahead and add a new call down here. So in our display in Excel, what we are going to do is we are going to do a copy. So first we're going to get our range. And we want to grab A1 to C4, since we know that that's where all of our data is. And we're going to go ahead and copy that. Okay, so we now have all of that copied into memory. Next thing that we're going to do is, since we now have that in our clipboard, is we're going to create a Word document. So now we're going to create a new function, a new method, and let me go ahead here and just use my clipboard here. And we have a new method here called embed in Word document. And you can see what we're doing here is we're creating a Word application, instance of Word, and we're going to make that visible. And then here we see again where our optional parameters come into play. If you've worked before in the past with Visual Studio and you develop Office applications, specifically Word, and you've ever tried to add a document to an existing Word application, what you have probably experienced is the fact that there are a number of values here, and you can see there are, in fact, four that need to be passed in. If I'm counting that right, yep, 1, 2, 3, 4, that need to be passed in if we are going to add a document. And in this case, they all default to null, and since we do not need to override any of those, we can just avoid passing type.missing or null into all of those as we call add. So the next step that we'll need to do, and then just moving that forward into the next line here, actually, paste special also takes in a number, as you can see here, 7 if you count those out. 7 different values, and they all do have default values in null. And because of the way that this works, we can just pass in the two that we want to pass, in this case link and display as icon. So we can use the new features of .NET 4 optional parameters for C#, something VB developers have had for quite a while. We can now use these in C# and pass in just the values that we want to pass. Okay, so now that we've got a function here to go ahead and embed our copied value into Word, what we're going to do here is go ahead and do just a little bit more. So now we just need to call this from our main method. So I'm going to come back up here into main, and after we've gone ahead and created our Excel spreadsheet and done that work, then I'm going to call embed in Word document. And that's done. So let's go ahead now and run this just to see what we get. And here we see our Excel spreadsheet was created, and you can see that we did do our copy, and now we're just waiting for Word to fire up and paste into Word. And here's Word, and I'm going to go ahead and cancel that for now. And you can see here that we did paste into Word our Excel spreadsheet. So now you might say, well, that's great. You know, we saw that in the first screencast there that you could use optional parameters. So what's the other big feature? Well, one of the other big features here that I'm going to show you is if I go into Solution Explorer and I go into my references. If you remember right from our first screencast, we had to add in Excel and we had to add in Word references. Well, these, if you are deploying, can cause you some problems. So if we go out and we look at our build directory here, so let's open up our Windows Explorer window, and if we go into the bin, currently in our debug, we don't have a whole lot here, but if we go ahead and we publish this, so if I go under build and I go in to publish my Office app, it's going to go ahead and publish it in a folder. And I'm just going to say next, and it's going to go to the check and say finish. And then what we can do is, while that's building, let me go ahead and bring up my folder again here. And now that you see the build's succeeded, it's actually going to open the folder for me. But you can see that there's a number of things here that get put in this publish folder. We get our manifest, we get our setup application, we get application files. And if we go in here, we get the Office app. Now, normally what you would really want to do, if you were truly going to be building and publishing this in the past, is you would actually go into the properties. And I'll just minimize this a little bit here. And you would go into the publish. And you would probably go ahead and add in your prerequisites. And what you would do is you would either include them in your application, so download from the same location, and that would of course require then that the Visual Studio tools for Office and the primary interop assemblies here, so click OK there, are shipped along with the application. So now if I publish, and we wait just a second here for the publish to happen, succeeded, it's going to open, and you see now that we got the PIA, the primary interop assembly, redistributable folder. Well, if we open that up, just with having Office and Excel in here, it adds an extra 7 megabytes of application or of distributable code into my project that I'm compiling and have to distribute to all my desktops. So when you're looking at an enterprise that might have thousands upon thousands of desktops that are going to run your Office add-in, and the IT staff there would then need to figure out how to make sure that A, the primary interop assemblies are installed on all those machines, and that B, the right ones are installed so that your application will run or your add-in will run. That can be a daunting task. So one of the new features in Visual Studio and 2010 with the next version of the Visual Studio tools for Office, which are really just now part of Visual Studio, is that you can come in and on your properties for your different interops, there is an embed interop types, and you can set that to true. And that's why when we first looked at it and we saw that on my prerequisites this was unchecked, so I was not including the primary interop assemblies, by default it was set to true for the embed interop type. So what actually happens there? When you choose that, what really happens is the compiler figures out what portions of the primary interop assembly you need that you're referencing. So only the specific things that you need, and it builds those directly into your distribution. So you don't need the entire PIA to redistribute. You don't even need it on the machine. You can just distribute your app with the pieces that you need, and it will automatically run. So you do not have to worry about any of those distribution issues that you had in the past. Now I want to point out one gotcha here. If I go ahead and I create a new project in Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1, and I choose Office, and I choose, we were doing Excel, so I'll just pick Excel, and I won't give it a name or anything. We'll go ahead and save. Um, So here, if I come into my references, what you'll see is on my interop here, let me take this down, you'll see that the section here in the properties goes from description to file type, and the embed option is no longer there like it was in my other project. So this is just one gotcha. If you're developing Office add-ins and you're doing it using the built-in Visual Studio Tools for Office project types that are built into Visual Studio now, you will not have the option to choose the embed, at least currently in the Beta 1 build. But the Office team, the VSTO of Visual Studio team, is actually working on that, and we'll be checking in those builds soon. So hopefully our next preview, Beta 2, will have the functionality enabled, and you'll be able to choose that option with all of your Office projects. So hopefully you've found something useful here, and will join me again for my next webcast. Thanks.